It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're in the midst of football everything. It is September. College football, NFL football getting ready to start. And last night, we didn't see the brightest of things from Bill Belichick. Now coaching the college ranks with North Carolina. We saw what TCU did to him, 48-14. What the heck happens next? What happens the rest of the season? How do people in Chapel Hill, how do they feel about Bill Belichick and this entire situation? Joining us right now is someone who covers all things Tar Heels for 24/7 Sports. Welcome to the show, Grant Hughes. Grant, how are you? Appreciate the time.
Good. I'm glad to be here. JR, thanks for having me on.
No doubt about it. I guess as an overall, and we get it, last night was a blowout. We don't expect the Tar Heels to get smashed like that every game. What's the consensus about Bill Belichick and what we've seen up until now? I don't want to say it's been rocky, but it's been rather interesting.
You're right on with that. I think after the hire happened, everyone in the Chapel Hill circle, we all called it an experiment all offseason, and no one quite knew how that would pan out. Week one with 72 new faces on the team, and honestly, that performance last night outside of the opening drive was nothing short of a disappointment.
Well, certainly a disappointment. We know that they have the 49ers coming up next. When you take a look at the team, there was a lot that we got last night. All these reports now about sources and the talent on the team and scouts and what they see on the field. Do you think it's accurate to say that they don't have enough talent to be competitive this year to win, I don't know, 6-7 games?
With their schedule, the schedule's manageable. You kind of get smacked in the face early by TCU, a team with a great returning quarterback, a team that could win the Big 12. They've got Charlotte coming up next. They've got Richmond coming up. Those are two games you should win before the schedule tightens up just a little bit, going to UCF and playing Clemson at home. But this is a team, it has talent. I underwent one of the largest roster overhauls that we've seen. The only thing comparable would be Deion Sanders at Colorado. The difference is Sanders brought in a Heisman Trophy winner with Travis Hunter and a prolific quarterback in his son Shador. And he had 3 years of coaching college, albeit at a lower level. But as it sits right now, the Tar Heels are number 31 in the 24/7 team talent composite. They should have the talent to put 6-7 wins together. They just got to figure it out and get it to gel.
Grant Hughes is joining us from Tar Heel 24/7 Sports. You talk about the talent. It was a beatdown yesterday, so we had an opportunity to see both QBs out there. It was just a couple days ago that Gio Lopez was named the starter, and then we saw a good amount of Max yesterday as well to go out there and get some reps in. It's early, but is there a possibility that Bill Belichick just says, you know what, I like what Max is doing better, or should we expect Gio to be out there more full-time?
I think one of the most disappointing parts of the game was Gio Lopez. This is a guy they gave reportedly 2 years, $4 million contract. They've got some high upside players behind him, four-star quarterbacks Bryce Baker and Torrey Newkirk. And they've signed a fringe five-star for the next class in Travis Burgess. They view Gio Lopez as a bridge guy. And not only a bridge guy, but a high-floor guy. He might not be the ceiling, doesn't have the biggest of arms, but I don't think he's a guy they expected to go start 4 of 10 and throw a pick 6 early. And honestly, Max Johnson came in. 14 dropbacks. He went 9 of 11 for 103 yards and a score. He faced pressure just like Gio Lopez did. It might not, four pressures, but, TCU may have been going a little vanilla on defense, but at the end of the day, it might not be wouldn't be the first time that Belichick forgot the big contract and went with the backup quarterback.
No, well, we see, yeah, there was a guy one time. He got knocked the hell out of him by Mo Lewis, and then some Tom Brady guy came out of nowhere. Well, Grant, let me ask you this. You talk about being able to give any one of these guys the hook. Bill Belichick is what, on a five-year deal, five-year contract. Realistically, is this a year-to-year situation with Bill? Or he has to stick around a little, like 2 years minimum, right?
That's the belief. There's a lot of rumors and reports coming out this offseason that Belichick could be a one-and-done or might not even coach a game at UNC if the NFL came knocking. But honestly, with everything he and general manager Michael Lombardi said, he seems to be in for the long haul. This wasn't going to be a quick turnaround. Obviously, you would have wanted a better result against TCU on Monday, but you know, just like Deion Sanders in Colorado, they started 4-8 in the Big 12 last year, or the year before. They won 9 games last year. I think we can at least see Belichick, or at least should, for that first 3 guaranteed years of his contract. And after that, who knows? But I wouldn't expect him to go anywhere anytime soon. And one of the lone positives, JR, from the game, our guy Seth Gutman at Tar Heel 24/7, he interviewed a number of recruits and commitments after the game. The reviews, despite the outcome, they were all positive. They loved the game day atmosphere. They loved chopping it up with Lawrence Taylor and Julius Peppers pregame. Loved looking up, seeing Jordan in the stands. He said it was a whole new experience compared to the past regime. And a few recruits did mention the outcome of the game, but they took the approach of there's more work to be done. And they have trust in Belichick and co. to right the ship. They're still buying what he's selling, and they want to be part of the solution. And that's the kind of dudes he wants in Chapel Hill anyways.
Well, absolutely. So if we have to take a look at, you talk about the talent on the roster and then what we're hearing from some of the recruits, what should be one of the strengths that we see from this roster and team as the season continues on?
The offensive line was a question mark going in. It didn't help that they lost their starting center, Austin Blaski, in camp. The guy who replaced him, Christo Kelly, they moved from guard. He was banged up. I think they get those two guys back healthy. They got a decent stable of running backs. They looked to establish the run against TCU. Ultimately, it didn't work out. But I think moving forward, they'll figure something out in the run game as a classic Belichick coach team would. And then we all thought they'd be a little more stout on defense. The tackling wasn't great at all. It was actually quite embarrassing. They had a few quarterbacks get eaten up alive in the deep passing game. So I think their game plan moving forward is run the ball, figure out their situation at quarterback, try to shore up the tackling as best they can, and build an identity and build a foundation for the next year and moving forward.
Grant Hughes is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, covers all things North Carolina Tar Heels. Thinking about this year, you mentioned some of the upcoming matchups at the end of this month. Or the beginning of October, you got Central Florida, you got Clemson. What are you expecting from this team realistically? What should we expect in that win total space as they try to be competitive in the ACC?
Despite the outcome against TCU, a bowl game should still be the goal. And if they could get 6 wins, make it 7 in the bowl game, that would still end up being a pretty successful season for Carolina standards. I mean, they've got Charlotte and Richmond. That could get them to 2-1. UCF's up next, and that's going to be a little bit tougher. But, you know, realistically, if they get a few things figured out, they could be 3-1 with Clemson knocking on the door on October 4th. And then outside of that, California, Virginia, Syracuse, Stanford, Wake Forest, all beatable teams in the ACC. Syracuse probably being the best of those, and Virginia maybe looking a little bit better than we thought in week one. And then they end the season against 2 rivals in Duke and NC State. It's not going to be perfect. They'll probably drop some ones that maybe they should have won, but based on just the schedule alone, I'd say anything short of 6 wins and a bowl appearance would be a big disappointment in Chapel Hill.
Well, Grant, we're going to find out sooner than later. And I know all online, it's endless seeing the Jordan Hudson jokes. When it comes to actually being on the ground a little bit, has that kind of been pushed to the background, his personal relationship?
I think so. I think it was part of a little media hype throughout the offseason, kind of a new look. the age gap was talked about, and she was very visible shortly after he got to campus, and it stayed in the media cycle, but it blew up enough to where I think they kind of tucked her into the background a little bit. You didn't quite hear as much from her, but it still was maybe a little bit jarring to see her on the sidelines at a point last night. But other than that, I think more or less that she's going to be behind closed doors going forward.
Yeah, we'll see. If she's not, we're going to hear more about it. Hey, Grant, I appreciate the time. Where can people follow you and your work with 24/7 Sports?
We've got a new site up on 24/7 Sports. It's Tar Heel 24/7. We've got an excellent team of beat writers and inside reporters there. Personally, I'm at Grant Hughes NC on Twitter. I'm on the national desk for 24/7 Sports. You can see my VIP content on the homepage and check us out. Anything Carolina basketball, anything Carolina football, anything Belichick is going to be on TarHeel247.com.
Hey, we appreciate you coming by and dropping the knowledge, Grant. We'll catch you down the line, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, JR.